If we couldn't figure out a new way in, there wasn't a reason to do it.
Singer-songwriter Mark Cohn has been a musician for a long time, but he's been a fan all his life. So when Mark covered the songs that made him both for his new album, Listening Booth 1970, he wanted to make sure he brought something of himself to them. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, this is Rita Houston. Mark Cohn's huge 1991 hit, Walking in Memphis, is about a guy communing with the spirits of Elvis, Al Green, and W.C. Handy. Mark's love of music back then was a little more than casual, and that's still true today, 2 decades after he wrote that song. In the past, the music Mark loved inspired him to write his own stuff, but recently, he started thinking about paying tribute to some of his favorite tunes. He thought back to his childhood in Ohio and to his hometown record store, and there he found a connection between a lot of those songs. He'd heard them in that store's listening booth. Mark Cohn told FUV's Dennis Elsis about why he picked 1970 and what it's like having people cover his songs.
You love it because, first of all, it's a compliment. Somebody mm-hmm. liked it enough to explore it.
Mm-hmm.
I sort of find like Walking in Memphis is I get why people cover it. But so far, I haven't heard a version of Walking in Memphis that's like what we did. Oh, actually, I take it back. Paul Anka did a swing version of it, which is remarkable.
Wow.
And I mean that in all kinds of ways.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy he did it. I'm thrilled he did it.
And he's quite a songwriter.
He's an amazing songwriter.
Right? My Way, the Tonight Show theme, and a gazillion others.
Yeah, we all wish we wrote the lyric to the Tonight Show theme.
That's right, exactly.
Maybe
or the theme
next...
for MASH.
Put a card in the window, 'cause I feel I've got to move. I'm going, I'll be coming home soon, baby. Long as I could see the light. Pack my bag, let's get moving. 'Cause I'm bound to drift a while. When I'm gone, gone, you don't have to worry no. Long as I could see the light.
Well, like I said, I mean, for me, 1970 was so huge for the reasons you just said, because it was still the golden age of the single. These great, poetic, deep albums were also beginning to come out. And for me, there was a quartet of records, Sweet Baby James, Moondance, Bridge Over Troubled Water. What's the fourth one that was huge for me back then? I'm forgetting it now. But there were so many that I knew that was a good year to start with for me, because I really identify that year as a year where I was starting to think, I wonder if I could do that, you know.
No matter what you are, I will always be with you. Doesn't matter what you do, girl, ooh, girl, with you. No matter what you do, I will always be around. Won't you tell me what you found, girl? Ooh, girl, won't you? Knock down the old gray wall and be a part of it all. Nothing to say, nothing to see, nothing to do.
Mark Cohn, live with his version of No Matter What, As Long As I Can See the Light. The new album is Listening Booth 1970. Today's Take 5 was produced by Nora Flaherty. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.